Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you at Oilers Now. I'm in Chicago. The Oilers and the Hawks tonight. Late start in that game. How late? We're not taking the bus to the arena until 5:30 or 6 o'clock today. So that's got, I think we're dropping the puck around 8:42. It's a TNT broadcast, 7:42 Edmonton time. Guests on the show receive gift certificates to Roos Chris Steakhouse. Whether you're celebrating a special moment or simply savoring a night in the town, every meal is an occasion at Roos Chris Steakhouse, open Tuesday through Sunday from 5 until 10 p.m. We are going to head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. And all I need to do now is, where did it go? Brendan was kind enough. Oh, are you telling me I didn't? Well, let's wait a sec here. Here it is. We're going to hook up with Mark Spector. For aquarium renovations, an experience worth sharing, get started today at aquariumrenovations.com. Sportsnet Spec joins us. Spec, how you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Bobby, lots going on in the sports world today, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you retweeted a piece, Brendan Escott, me, I don't know if you heard us, briefly.
Yep, I heard you.
Hit on the Alphonso Davies situation. 22-year-old kid, weight of expectation on him. It's been a wonderful story. The story itself that was written. Brendan, what was the headline again? If you could just give us the headline of the story.
Is Alphonso Davies' celebrity a problem for Canada's men's team at the World Cup?
I mean, they brought up the earring that Alphonso was wearing in the piece. Spec, what's your, you know, I'm just going to shut up, and what's your take on that?
Well, first of all, everybody out there has to know this. The guy that writes a story never writes the headline. I live my life on this one. You write a piece, some guy writes a headline that he's trying to get some clicks and he's trying to get it noticed, and everyone murders you for a headline you didn't even write. So let's start there. Get rid of the headline. Headline means nothing. Right? The earring reference was a throwaway line about 580 words into the piece. You might not like it, that's fine. This wasn't a piece about Alphonso Davies' earrings. So I guess what I'd say to you, boil it down, right? This was a piece about whether or not Alphonso Davies has a responsibility to speak to the media after games. It wasn't all the other stuff, throw it away. We'll talk about it later, right? If this was a 700-word piece, 550 words were on the media angle and 150 words on other stuff, you know? Yeah. So that's what we do in our world now, is instead of talking about the meat, we try to find some potatoes that make our point, and we stress out on the potatoes. So I'm going to talk about the meat, and that is, and it's a fair question, Bob, right? Does Alphonso Davies, as the best player in the team, the leader of the team, clearly their superstar, after the first game of the World Cup, there's a mix zone there. So the mix zone tells us that FIFA expects players to talk to the media. That's why they have mix zones, right? It's some version of their job after a game to relate to the media. Ronaldo does it. Messi does it. All the biggest guys do it. So he walks to the media zone after game one. He walks to the media zone after game two. That's the question. Should Alphonso Davies stop, speak to the assembled Canadian media even for a short time, and speak to soccer fans? That's the question here. What do you think?
Now, let me ask you, by the way, just an update, spoiler alert for everybody out there. Argentina, they need a win today. And Lionel Messi has just been stopped on a penalty kick in the 39th minute. So, and Messi has done a fair amount of, they had a poor performance in game one. They got upset in that game.
He came out and talked to the media all tournament long.
He's talked to the media. I'm not sure, Spec, what's happening with Soccer Canada and Alphonso. I have an idea of what might be happening, This is a player that's probably bringing in about 90% of the real revenue, you know, in terms of jersey sales and that sort of thing. Alfonso's an emerging star. It wouldn't surprise me if he is being educated by some of the bigger stars in Europe, including some of the guys on Bayern Munich. You make sure you get yours.
Hold on. You think what's the name of the Polish guy I'm watching right now that plays?
Robert Lewandowski.
Yeah, you think he's telling Alfonso Davies, don't talk to the Canadian media.
Not now, because Lewandowski plays for Barcelona. Anyhow, I get your point. So
how deep we go here? Or is he just
let me ask you this.
He doesn't feel like doing the job.
He did do the requisite broadcaster's rights availabilities after games.
He did a hit with TSN after one of the games, is my understanding. Did he do it with both? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure if he did both. So, I kind of see it both ways on this, Mark. I got to tell you, like, I thought some of the perspective I thought was a little harsh on a 22-year-old guy. I think he's going to grow in and be better at this with time. That's kind of how it works a bit. I can't imagine what it would be like to have the weight of the expectation of an entire country. I don't like the headline. I didn't like the headline at all.
The headline referenced something that was about a 5% part of the piece. That's why I didn't like the headline.
Well, but the headline
the piece wasn't
the
about his
the headline
piece.
Gave people the impression that it was a hit job, Mark.
It was a crappy headline, Bob. The headline sucked. Okay. We agree on that. It was a terrible headline. But I think if readers who consider themselves, and I believe they're right, smart enough to comment on the journalism and to have an opinion on the journalism, then they should be smart enough to see through that, read the journalism, and have a comment on what the journalism was,
not with some headline. It ends up being an entire piece for CBC, and the headline does it. You might sit there and say, well, I didn't write the headline, but a lot of the readers will sit there and say,
Bobby, if our conversations, but if the headline was representative of the piece, we agree it wasn't. It was terrible. Okay. It's a brutal headline.
All right. I do think, look, there's a lot of things I don't like about FIFA. Okay. And I think Alfonso is a wonderful story, and it's a great, I mean, it's got the obvious Edmonton connection. And we are not there. And in a perfect world, you would like, but I do find at times it's interesting that, and I'll give you a prime example. So I'm just wondering, would you care to comment? Last year in the Washington Post, Mark, there was a story on the succession-like family empire internal war going on with Rogers, the company you work for.
Okay.
There we go. I mean, I circle back to that, and you're like, well, I don't really know anything about that, right? And so the question is Rogers a public trust the way a soccer team is viewed as a public trust? And people say, well, no, it's a private enterprise, and it's not a sports team, and we're allowed to comment on sports teams. It's an interesting perspective.
It's a terrible analogy.
Is it?
Right? A player putting on the red and white for Team Canada is not some suit working for Rogers in Toronto that no one knows who they are.
I'm not talking about a suit, Mark. I'm talking about the family that's in a battle for control of an empire, and it does affect us. Because at the end of the day, it affects a lot. What percentage of people that have phones right now have a phone that's for it? At the end of the day, it affects a lot. It might affect more of us, in fact, than the soccer team. Anyhow, Mark, look, the thing is, it is an interesting thing. I mean, we have our own opinions on CBC and the merits of CBC. Like, I think there's relevance to CBC. I just don't know how much taxpayer dollars should go to CBC. I don't know how much taxpayer dollars should go to support the broadcast industry or the print industry. We know there was a $6 million handout a few years ago from the Liberals. I will tell you that Chorus did not take any of that money, the station you're on right now, okay? There were other radio networks across the country that did. So I will say this. I thought the headline was harsh. I thought a couple of the pieces or parts in the piece seemed a little bit petty. Okay, to me, I got the gist of the story, and my guess is he's going to get a lot better at this over time. But I think we need to remember he's a 22-year-old with an immense amount of pressure. How about you? Final say.
Well, that's fair. I think we have to delineate here. Like, listen, who doesn't love Alphonso Davies, first of all? He's an Edmonton guy. His story is unprecedented. Born in a camp, you know, for displaced people. I mean, what an unbelievable story this guy is. I'd love to shake his hand one day. Like, I think I want to say to the listeners, this is a little bit of pull your Irby here. Don't mistake criticizing or a player's actions for not liking the player, or what do people say now? Why do you hate that guy? Who doesn't love Alphonso Davies? We all love Alphonso Davies. He's one of the best players in the world. And he'll grow up. You're right, Bob. He'll learn and he'll grow, and that's fine. But I personally, as a journalist, and I think as a big fan of this soccer team who wants to know what's going on, and I want to read about him, and I want to hear about him, this is it for these guys. After, when do they play? Tomorrow morning. You know, they go away for a long time. So I want Alphonso Davies to tell me what's going on in his head. I want to know how the penalty kick went, and I want to know how the goal went, and I want to know what he thinks of his team. So, you know what? I don't agree that this. First of all, there's a whole lot. There's barely any Canadian media there to start with, right? Being a Canadian soccer star isn't like being Messi. The pressure is infinitesimally smaller. So, you know what? It's not that hard, I guess, is what I'm saying. Everyone wants to write nice things about the guy. No one's going over there to beat up on their best player. Chris Jones is one of the best soccer journalists in our country. He covers hockey, he coaches it, he refs it, he's done it for years. He's an excellent soccer reporter. All he wants to do is ask Alphonso a couple questions about Team Canada and his game. It's not that hard, Bob, right? We shouldn't be having this conversation. It's not that hard.
Randy has texted us on the Ashley Fund. I'm going to read three or four quick texts, and we're going to switch the Oilers. Randy says, the problem with trying to arm's length yourself from the headline is the headline sets the mood for the article. It would be like sending out a Christmas card for a funeral notification. When called out on it, you state, I didn't put the Merry Christmas headline on it. I wrote deepest regrets in the card. Oil City Dynasty says, dear media, fans, for the most part, don't really give a flying hoot if players are available to the media post-game.
I know that's true.
Okay.
I know that's true.
This text comes in saying, wow, this is bad radio. Bob is really reaching here. Again, you can text us, 780-496-0063. And Kevin says, Bob, great show. If Arizona calls and says we'll take Broberg JP, a 2023 number one in the third for Chychrun, do you make the trade? Yeah, it's comical listening to Spec talk about misleading headlines. That's funny. Love the show. That one comes to us from Kev. All right, Spec, I would not do that deal for Chychrun. Would you do it? Broberg, Puljujärvi, a 2023 number one and a third for Jacob Chychrun? I wouldn't do
Everyone's in love with Chychrun for some odd reason. Right? For some odd reason. He's a nice player, Bob, and he's on a nice contract, but he misses. He's one of the most injured top players in the game today. He's always hurt. Let's see how many games he played this year.
Yeah.
Has he played five games yet?
No.
I don't think he has. So, no. If I'm the Edmonton Oilers and I'm putting all of my trade capital in on the one defenseman that I need, it is not going to be one who's hurt as often as Jacob Chychrun. Not a chance I'm trading for that guy.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Now, Cervalli was on yesterday and said the Oilers should contemplate looking at a center. They're playing a team tonight, Spec. That's got one, Jonathan Toews, that I don't believe the request is going to be a first rounder for. If you could make the money work, remember he's a $10.5 million cap hit, would you do it?
Well, if I could make the money work and didn't have to give up, you know, again, all my best trade capital, I'd certainly look at it. Because if Jonathan Toews is my third line center, I got a pretty good set of forwards. Second line, when you put some McDavid together. I have to say this, Bob. However we slice this up, Ken Holland's greatest need is to keep the puck out of his net.
Yep.
This team is, what are they today, Bob? Are they 27th or 8th in the league in goals against?
They are 25th in goals against. They are 25th in the penalty kill and 26th in shots against, but their shot metrics have dramatically improved over the last three games.
Okay, so it's, they are getting better, but here we are, 25, 26, 27, wherever we are. Basically, they're the 25th best defensive team in the league. There is absolutely no question, or shouldn't be in anyone's mind, where Ken Holland has to improve his team. This is not about scoring more.
Well, no,
this is not about getting more offense. They have to. They won't win a round playing defense the way they're going right now. And the playoffs are in question. I would like to see the study, Bob, on how many 25th best defensive teams in the league ever make the playoffs, let alone win a round in them.
Mark, the point I was making about Jonathan Toews was the need for a third-line center that wins faceoffs, that can kill penalties, that can defend.
Yes, I agree.
And therein lies the rub. But you know what? That's Saravalli's suggestion. I think the Oilers want to see what they have with Broberg's spec before they, you know, take that step in terms of potentially trading for another D-man if Broberg doesn't prove to be ready. But, I mean, because we got Chicago tonight, that's part of the reason why I asked you about the Hawks and Jonathan Toews.
I'm going to ask you this, Bob. For whoever you're picking up, Edmonton's a team, if they pick up a really good player at the deadline, it's going to be a rental. Like, they can't afford to sign Jonathan Toews again next year. They can't afford to sign, Ryan O'Reilly. A guy like Edmondson, will they be able to afford him next year? There's a huge question mark there. So if we can agree that they're going to pick up a rental, then I'm going to say to you, Bob, why are they giving up more in the first-round pick? You're not giving up a first and Broberg for a rental, right?
No. I'm telling you, right, I don't think Toews would cost a first-round pick or Broberg.
Whether it's Toews or anybody.
I think the two guys that if I was looking at Chicago, I would look at Toews and Lafferty. Lafferty, because he's a good penalty. The Oilers have to improve their penalty killing. They have to improve their face-offs. Because I want to see what the D can. They very well might need another defenseman. And, Mark, I'm basically saying to you, I want, even when they get healthy, I want possibly two or three new forwards in their bottom six by the end of the year. And we'll see where Broberg goes here over the next 20 games. Because they keep circling back, Mark, to the game in Vegas last year when he played 23 minutes, the most minutes, and looked like. And it's not a straight upward trajectory, you know that. But he looked like the plan was for him to be the guy, and he got derailed in preseason. So let's get him up and running and see what we got with him.
First of all, I'm not trading Broberg. This isn't to say I think Broberg is going to turn into Nick Lidstrom or something, but I think he's a nice, young, inexpensive, absolutely great skating player. You can't let that player go in this salary cap structure. You need young, good players. He is one. I'm never trading him. So the second thing I'll say is I agree with you, Bob. They need way more definition in their bottom six. They could sure use a strong face-off man in that 3-0. I get that. But this team needs a defender. This team needs a second pairing left side guy who can defend. I don't care if he gets a point. They got to clear a net. They got to kill a penalty. They got to defend their net front. They need one guy that can help with that. To me, that is absolutely 1A Ken Holland's list.
Mark, this one comes to us from Stoney. He says, as much as it pains me, Speck is right. They need better defensive personnel. Murphy and Chychrun should be at their top of their list. Your pal Cal says, Bob, the Oilers need Joel Edmondson and Sam Lafferty, which is a split. You know I like Lafferty, Speck.
We do, yes.
And it's just because he can play right wing and he can play center, and he's a good penalty killer. And the Oilers need bottom six forwards that have an identity that are, I'm looking at the guys in their bottom six right now, and I don't see anybody standing out as a PK guy. And so, I want to wait and see what Broberg does, but that's me. It doesn't mean I'm right. That's my opinion. I want to see what this guy can do over the next 10 to 15 games. Is he a solution or is he not ready for prime time? And most of you right now would say, well, I already know the answer to that. He's not ready for prime time. I think time will tell. And we had a texter say, Bob, a guy like Adam Larson. Yeah, and we all know the story. The
Oilers weren't exactly who they're looking for. They're looking for Adam Larson. Hopefully a left side Adam Larson. That's what they need.
Well, and the funny thing is, I was looking, because I'm already prepping for tomorrow's game against Minnesota, because we got it back to back, and I was looking at Jonas Brodin is out for Minnesota, and he and Klefbom are best friends, and you know, there's been criticism directed Ken Holland's way, Speck. I'll leave you with this, but when he came here, he thought he had three of his top four, with Klefbom, Larson, and Darnell Nurse. Clefbaum's career came to an end. Larson, difficult family decision, elected to leave. It was understandable given what occurred here. I actually think if Clefbaum had still been here, I think Larson, the chances of Larson staying may have increased.
Oh, for sure.
Right.
I guarantee you that Adam Larson would have felt like he was leaving a good friend behind when he didn't really need to. I think they would have been a steady pairing to this day, lefty-righty. Two Swedes, that's a rock-solid pairing that the Oilers just lost for nothing, and you don't just recover from that, Bob.
And it wasn't anybody's fault.
It leaves a mark, man. Like, people say, why did they sign Darnell Nurse? Well, part of the reason they signed Darnell Nurse is because they already lost two top-four defensemen in the last couple of years. You're not losing another.
No, and in Darnell's case, he's tied back to Connor and Leon as well, which is an important factor.
Absolutely.
And I know people say he's making too much money and all those other things, but at the end of the day, the guy plays 24 minutes a game and has that, and he'll never put up the offensive numbers that people want because he's not on the first unit power play.
Yeah. Smack,
thanks for providing a fair perspective. And I, you know what? My guess is Davies gets better with time.
Yeah.
And I do think people understand nuance on headlines, but I do think it also unsettles people when the headline sort of casts a negative pall before the story's ever been written.
Listen, I've been a victim of it many times. Nothing worse as a writer than when the headline makes the reader walk into my piece hating my guts so they haven't even read what I've written yet, right? I've seen it many, 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 many times. I don't like it either, and I think there's a huge dose of that on this story, no question.
All right. Hey, Speck, thanks a lot.
All right, Bobby, have fun in Chicago.
Yeah, you bet. 12:56 in Edmonton. We're going to marry the two breaks here, I think, what we'll end up doing. We're going to tell you that if you're looking for a perfect holiday gift, you can join Oilers Now in Vegas this January to see the Oilers play their Pacific Division rivals, the Vegas Golden Knights. We just got back with our New West travel group from New York City. It was awesome. We had 60 people. They got to watch the Oilers come back against Rangers. This hockey travel package includes 3 nights, the 5-star Cosmopolitan Hotel on the Strip, great game tickets. We're going to have a welcome reception for the Oilers. I might have to do a wraparound that day. You know what I mean. For the Oilers Now, it's the second of a back-to-back. For the Oilers Now Hockey Vegas Package, reach out to newwesttravel.com. Eileen Bell has a global news, weather, traffic update at 1 o'clock at 105. Blackhawks color analyst and St. Albert legend Troy Murray will join us on Oilers Now.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.